And good morning. Welcome back to KRNO's Morning News. Joining us for his monthly visit, Chairman of the Board of El Paso County Commissioners, Mark Weller, is here. Hello.
Good morning. It's good to be here this morning, even though I'm a couple minutes late.
You're fine. We're so glad you are here. It's one of those Mondays, I tell you.
It is. Traffic was terrible.
Well, let's talk about traffic and you just did a road tour. Let's talk about the road tour.
Yeah, so we recently, the five of us commissioners, went out with our Department of Public Works, and we did a tour of the roads to see what they were like in El Paso County, and have the to be able to truly put our eyes on what's happening out there. And I got to tell you, the state of road repairs isn't great in El Paso County right now.
And I know, and we had kind of talked about this when you were here previously last month. And there are a lot of folks that are kind of contacting commissioners going, our roads need help, but it's addressing those roads.
Sure. Yeah. And we have a lot of very significant issues. It seems like this is kind of a perfect storm for us right now. Actually, revenues are up in the county, but also spending is up as well. You know, as we went through the Great Recession, you know, we had a lot of time where we weren't able to engage in any raises. We deferred maintenance. We had a lot of issues associated with the Great Recession. We're trying to grow out of that right now. But unfortunately for us, this year we had about $10 million in unfunded mandates from state government. So we had to find the money to be able to pay for those. For example, adding new Department of Human Services caseworkers, jail costs, things of that nature. And this time revenue's up. We came to a circumstance where we're looking at a Tabor refund this year. We are going to give that money back to the voters. But, you know, what ends up happening in that circumstance is we have a problem with having to defer maintenance once again on El Paso County roadways.
Okay. And is there kind of a, like, did you guys on your tour kind of make a list of priority roads that really you're kind of looking at right now that need, you know, the
sure.
most attention?
Sure. Well, and we're doing a couple of things. I think that we're being a whole lot more innovative than we've ever been before. So, for example, we just purchased a piece of equipment called a reclaimer. It's super cool. I wish they'd let me drive it, but you know, unfortunately, they won't.
They're not?
No, they're not letting me drive it.
If I asked, do you think they'd let me?
Probably. Oh. Well, we'll see. You ask real nice. Maybe they'll make that happen for you. But it's really a pretty cool piece of equipment. It's a piece of equipment that's able to kind of churn up the old road and then put it back down, inject the stuff into the road deeper than it was before. And so it's able to repair the road quicker and make it last a whole lot longer. So we're looking at engaging in innovative techniques in order to be successful. But we've also come into another problem right now. And that is the economy is booming. We love that. We love that the economy is strong. That makes it hard to hire workers.
Yeah. And actually, there was for the Department of Public Works, a job fair over the weekend, wasn't there?
There was. And we're continuing to go on other job fairs. So right now in the Department of Public Works, we have 44 vacancies out there. So if you're a person, 44 vacancies.
Okay.
So if you're a person that's looking for a job in the Department of Public Works, you know how to drive a snowplow, or you want to learn how to drive a snowplow, work on a piece of road equipment.
That maybe they'll let us drive once we know how to operate it.
That's right. So you apply for the job, you get the job, then they'll let you drive the reclaimer. That's for sure. But yeah, we have a significant number of vacancies out there, you know, because it's just a very competitive job market and it's hard to be able to find people to fill these jobs right now. So we're doing everything we can to get out and beat the streets and find these 44 new people that are going to come and work and be part of the team and help us move forward in a more responsible manner and get these roads fixed.
So more info on the El Paso County website, right, for these available positions.
That's right.
And again, more job fairs coming up as well.
Yes. Okay. So we have another job festival coming up this weekend. It's called the What If Festival. The What If Festival is coming up this weekend. You can go to our website, elpasocounty.com. Go to elpasocounty.com and you can figure out where to go to if you want more information on either applying for one of these jobs or going to one of these festivals to see if it's going to be something that's going to be a good fit for you.
Okay. Do you have time to stick around for one more break?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. We'll have more with El Paso County Commissioner Mark Weller next on KRDO's Morning News. And we continue our conversation this morning. El Paso County Commissioner Mark Weller. You have to talk, Mark, because I'm getting the hiccups. But we were talking, very cool thing. We were talking about the open positions, about 44 positions, right? Open with Public Works. And looking at bringing in, or you do have a simulator actually that people can train on.
Sure. And so let me just qualify here. Yeah, 44 vacancies with public works alone. We have many other vacancies across the county as well. So again, if anybody's looking for a job and wants an opportunity and maybe thinks that the county would be the right fit for them, go to our website, elpasocounty.com or elpasocounty.com, and go to the jobs link, and you can see what's out there. But yes, we're trying to be more and more and more innovative as we move forward when it comes to fixing roads and doing things of that nature. And so I explained to you, one of the things that they did was we bought this new piece of equipment that fixes the road that much quicker, and it makes it last a lot longer. But we've also purchased a simulator, so if you have new snowplow drivers coming in, you can train them on that without having to train them on real-world equipment.
That has to go out and, plow. Yeah.
Absolutely, and that's certainly something we can get you in if you want an opportunity to drive the simulator, so that way if you run over a mailbox, it won't be for real.
That's, Mark, why they won't let us drive these things, right? Until we get in the simulators.
Absolutely. And if you've never been with a snowplow driver, I mean, those guys truly, it's serious when they're out there.
Absolutely.
Whiteout conditions, can't see, trying to move along, traffic wants to get around them. It can be pretty daunting task to be out there driving one of those snowplows. But having the simulator is something that's incredibly helpful for us. It enables us to be able to give training to our crews before they go out and do it for real.
And let's really quick, before we have to go, talk about this weekend's What If Festival. So this is downtown, right? Colorado Springs, and this is, open up your imagination and go for it, right?
Yeah, that's right, and it's not something that's sponsored by the county. It's an overall regional festival that's being put on downtown Colorado Springs, kind of block off all the streets. It's called the What If Festival. It's an innovation festival. You can see our equipment at that festival. We'll have our Department of Public Works equipment there, and while they won't let you drive it, they'll at least let you sit in it.
That's awesome, and that's this weekend, and I'm sure more info is online.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Happy New Week.
Yes, Happy New Week to you as well. Thank you.
We'll talk with you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller, 7:50 now, KRDO's Morning News.